Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Woman reunites with guardian angels 35 years after they pulled her from the sea. You won't believe this whopper of a tale about a woman who reunites with guardian angels 35 years after they pulled her from the sea. Desiree Rodriguez became quite the catch when Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser were out in the big deep blue for a day of deep sea fishing. As they looked out on the horizon, they saw an orange life jacket bobbing on the water. Alarmed, they navigated their boat towards it, only to find Desiree floating in the water. But what they did not know is that she had already been floating in the water for 20 hours and watched every one of her family members perish in front of her. Prior to finding herself drifting at sea, she had been asleep next to her sister on the boat when her father woke her up because the boat was sinking. Her rescuers were young guys hoping to catch a few yellowtail. Neither were expecting to have the catch of a lifetime. After they pulled her from the water and got her the emergency help she needed, the pair never saw her again until a postcard. After they pulled her from the water and got her the emergency help she needed, the pair never saw her again until a podcaster orchestrated a chance for Desiree to reunite with her guardian angels. You can tell by the look on their faces, Mark and Paul were incredibly shocked and overwhelmed with emotion when they realized Desiree was sitting across the table from them. Instantly, the bond they formed 35 years ago on the water was visible, like a taut fisherman's line spooling their hearts and lives together. The trio then met up with the family that raised Desiree. Together, they all went out to where she was found to hold the first memorial ever for her family and all the lives lost in the water that day. It was a beautiful moment of what was found, a soul saved, instead of what was lost that day. God knew exactly what he was doing when he brought these three lives together. Mark and Paul were humbled to be Desiree's life-saving angels. And now that they've had a chance to reunite, they all have a whopper of a tale about God's incredible goodness. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. Psalm 146, 6.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Employer invites mom to bring son to interview when she has no childcare. This video is one of the cutest things that I have seen in a while. An employer invites a mom to bring her son to an interview when she has no childcare. A sweet mom shares how she lost her job during COVID and was going for a job interview, only to find out that they were kid-friendly. They told her that her child was welcome to come along. She made the hilarious decision to get her toddler son interview ready. She starts by combing his hair. Then he walks out in a swanky blue suit and bow tie. He washes the stroller wheels. He gets buckled up in the car as he waves adorably while holding a stuffed animal. When the two arrive at the office, the son is carrying his own resume into the building. The mom shares that he ate the owner's pickle from his sandwich and drooled. The mother shared how the interview was a great experience and it was a wonderful company. At the end of the video, the boy's resume is shown on the screen. It reads things like, "Can destroy a clean space in 30 seconds," and "Go downstairs without holding my mom's hand." His education read, "Mom and Dad University with a 4.0. This adorable video reminds me, just like this company valued the child, our God loves the little children too. When we hear a crying baby on an airplane or see a toddler having a fit over a toy in the store, may we be gracious. Let us show kindness and compassion to others with young ones. Whoever receives one child like this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me does not receive me, but him who sent me. Mark 9:37.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.